"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
About 15 minutes away from another K-word. That is the KFI Cash Refill Contest. We have a shot at $1,000. Just listen for the keyword around 2:20. Follow the instructions and then see what happens. Of course, we're dealing with a lot of rain. It's coming again. Like last Thursday was a deluge. It looks like it's already begun today, but the heaviest portions will be coming overnight and tomorrow.
I was looking at the radar. And
yes, you love to do that.
7 o'clock hour.
Big, that's the bad one?
Yellow and orange blob headed for
LA County?
Yeah. No, LA City.
LA City.
From west side going towards downtown.
And this is coming in off the ocean?
Off the Pacific Ocean, yeah. Now, Santa Barbara, Montecito.
What do these colors mean? Yellow and red? Red means really
light,
heavy?
Light green is light rain, and then darker green is more moderate rain. Yellow is heavy. Orange to red is very heavy. To extreme. So
run for your life.
Yeah, there's yellow and orange coming. 7 o'clock hour looks like the peak of it for tonight. And
look at that. What now, drought.
Now Santa Barbara is getting constant yellow and orange.
And Montecito, they've been told to evacuate the whole little town there out in case of the mudslide problem and all that and the flooding. Let's go to Alex Stone, ABC News for KFI. More on this whole California emergency and Biden and Newsom and find out what he knows.
Hey there, guys. Yeah, Oprah, she's got to get out. And and Harry and Meghan, because Montecito right now, it's pretty crazy what we're seeing going to Santa Barbara. They're getting the brunt of it in Montecito, Santa Barbara, Carpinteria, that area. That's what's going to move down to L.A. later on. But we just got this. Listen to the Montecito Creek, normally dry. This is what it sounds like right now as people are getting out. I mean, it is raging, and it is muddy water coming down, and that's what's scaring them. And to add to all of this, this is the fifth anniversary of the mudslide on January 9th of 2018, that it was 5 years ago today that 23 people were killed, a couple of hundred, I think it was actually around 400 homes were damaged and destroyed as all of that mud came down. So eerie coincidence in this whole thing that we're at exactly 5 years. The water is coming down muddy. It is coming down fast. There is flooding in Carpinteria and in Santa Barbara, but the big part of it is right now in Montecito, clearing that area out. We're under a state of emergency. President Biden declared that last night. Governor Newsom had asked for that. And so from really Santa Cruz down to Santa Barbara today, they've been taking the brunt of it. In fact, a little while ago in Santa Barbara County, Sheriff Bill Brown, he wanted people to get out. He said, I was about to tell you there was an evacuation order, but the rain was so bad in that moment that he said don't do it.
We do not want people out and leaving at this exact moment because of that. So you should all be sheltering in place at this point, staying where you are, staying put.
And then the go time came about an hour, hour and a half ago, where he said, okay, now everybody go. And it's bumper to bumper getting out of Montecito. Some people are going to the Vons in town to get shuttles to go to shelters and whatnot. And this goes all the way up into Sonoma County and that area along the Russian River and the wine country, that they're watching the river rise, and they think it's going to get bad there as well.
I think the flooding we're going to see is going to reach disaster proportions as far as it getting into businesses and residences and cutting off access roads.
That's a fire chief in Sonoma County, and a lot of folks there, they haven't gotten over what they dealt with last week with the power going out and trees going down with that storm. This guy, he's in Casadero along the Russian River.
Right now we don't have power. We haven't had power since Wednesday afternoon.
And he's watching the river coming up. So it's going to be L.A. tonight. We've got that emergency declaration. That means if the funding is needed, if FEMA is needed, we'll see where this goes. This is the first of three storms in the next 3 days to come in. There's more heavy rain, at least in parts of California, especially northern, tomorrow and Wednesday. It's a lot of rain.
So they were telling people to evacuate and then wait. No, stop, stay.
Not right now. Yeah.
Okay, all right, go ahead, evacuate now.
Yeah, they said now is not safe. And then about an hour ago, they said, okay, now, everybody get in and go. And he added this.
This is a very rapidly changing and developing event.
They didn't want everybody in their cars. I mean, it would be different, be a wildfire. But if you think about Paradise, when they told everybody get out, and then there was one way to get out, and everybody was bumper to bumper, and then they ended up burning. They don't want that to go in this case, where they tell you, get in your car and go, and then the mud goes, or you get into crashes from all the rain coming down. So they told them to wait right now. I mean, it's still really coming into Santa Barbara, but they got a little bit of a window, and then they told everybody go then.
Yeah, 5 o'clock is going to be the worst hour in Santa Barbara coming up.
Yeah, and I mean, it's been bad already. You add to that that there are cars in floodwaters and whatnot, and then what are we going to see tonight in L.A.? It could be pretty heavy as well.
All right, Alex, thank you very much.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
All right, Alex Stone, ABC News
Santa
for KFI.
Santa Barbara is hard to get in and out of during rush hour.
Yeah, I haven't been there in years, but that's a nice little, like, sort of
but
tough community.
But the 101, I know they've been trying to expand it, but for a long time, the 101 was two lanes in both directions. And you go there like in the middle of the day on a Saturday or try to get out of there on a rush hour. And traffic is just
backed up
for a long way. So if everybody's trying to leave at once, that's going to be a tough road.
Yeah, well, it's Montecito. They're not evacuating Santa Barbara. But Montecito, I think there's only a few thousand people live in Montecito.
Right, but
that's still going to put a lot of traffic.
Yeah, it's right next door. So it's going to affect all the roads at Santa Barbara.
Yeah. I would imagine by now the snowpack is like an all-time high, or is that what I'm reading? It was another report. I think it's like a 200% or something like that.
Yeah. Probably going to have these massive avalanches that come tumbling down into the flatlands.
The National Weather Service is calling it a relentless parade of atmospheric rivers.
Yeah,
storms that are long plumes of moisture stretching out into the Pacific.
Somebody is working hard to describe this as colorfully as possible, right? We ended up with atmospheric rivers, then a parade of atmospheric rivers.
Relentless parade of atmospheric
rivers. Are any of
these
bomb cyclones?
A staggering amounts of rain and snow coming.
Staggering amounts.
There are people in Sacramento that don't have power. That happened because there were wind gusts of over 60 miles an hour that knocked trees into power lines. At least you don't get fires out of it this time because of all the moisture. But you will get people without power. And as John Cobalt knows well, more stories of trees falling over into people's homes.
We are on tree watch at our house.
You better be. Tonight is even bigger than last Thursday.
There's another threat. There's another suspicious one.
But oh, I see. You're watching a tree for potential.
We are watching a tree for potential movement.
Have you talked to the tree to tell it to kind of stay there in place as long as you can?
Can you go that way?
Buck up. Can you tie it down somehow?
No, I've been looking at which way the winds are coming. I was standing in the backyard. I was looking at the forecast. It's like, okay, the winds are coming out of the southeast and then to the southwest. Now, wait, which is southwest in our yard? And trying to figure out, okay, if the wind blows hard from the southeast, then where does the tree go?
Where would it fall?
Yeah. I really was
You're doing
that.
Your calculations.
Well, yeah, because we're trying to because one of them, one of the trees could slice our bedroom in half.
Ah.
And they're 80 feet tall, so it definitely could reach our bedroom.
Yeah, I'd be thinking about that if I was lying in bed and you can hear the wind gusts and you're thinking, is that thing going to fall over and crush me?
My wife and my son slept downstairs the other night.
You might want to evacuate, yeah.
No, I was the only one. I didn't have a bed. Everybody grabbed a bed, the extra beds, the guest room, right? It was like musical beds, and I was left without one. So I just went, I decided I'd take the risk. I'd face the tree myself.
As we mentioned last hour, if you live near any rivers, get away. Up in Sonoma County, in an area north of San Francisco, the swollen Russian River is probably going to overspill its banks in the coming days, and that's going to be a problem for like 13,000 residents there who are told you might want to get out if that happens. That'll be all inside your home. It's bad enough to be flooded, but when Montecito, we're talking about the mudslides, that's really dangerous and scary.
That's another one of those.
Alex said 5 years ago, it did kill 23 people.
That's another one of those places that's not really meant for people to build homes on.
Oh, yeah, you mention that even then.
Yeah, it just isn't. It's beautiful. I understand, you know, people have, you know, incredible views, and it's isolated, and it's just wonderful to look at and just to experience that kind of life. But, geez.
All right, well, stay with KFI News for the latest on the rain, the storms, the evacuations. When we come back, it's keyword time. We got a KFI cash refill contest. There is a word, a keyword. You listen next. Follow the instructions. You could win $1,000. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app. Our special guest at 3:05 is the Riverside County Sheriff, Chad Bianco. He's going to talk to us about the murder of that sheriff's deputy. Horrible situation that occurred. Isaiah Cordero was gunned down during a traffic stop in Harupa Valley. A piece of dirt by the name of William Shea McKay pulled out a gun, shot him as he approached. He was caught up to later on and killed by police, McKay. So we don't have to deal with the criminal justice system. But that's the whole problem with this. A Superior Court judge out of San Bernardino County by the name of Kara D. Hudson delayed sentencing and reduced bail for this man who was a three striker. There's really no reason for doing that.
Yeah. So, Kara Hudson is one of these judges that for some reason late in life turned ultra woke and just randomly let a three striker out and he went and killed the cop.
You're saying she had a better record than that before?
There was no controversy. I've looked her up. She used to be a prosecutor. I couldn't find a single story that she'd been involved in previously.
Was she connected to this guy or something? Why would she give this guy such a break?
I don't know. It seems like people were really surprised that she did something like this. But I can't say anything for sure. There simply isn't much of a record about her.
Yeah. Well, Sheriff Bianco thinks she ought to resign. And we'll talk to him about all this. The funeral, of course, for Deputy Cordero was Friday.
I mean, nobody even ran against her in the primary and the general election. In fact, they didn't even have a vote either time because she was unopposed.
Okay. All right, we'll talk about this at 3:05. Well, here's your update on the Idaho college student killings. A couple of things came out over the weekend. One that's probably the creepiest. Apparently, people who are still following the story believe that the man who's been arrested for killing those four college students, Brian Koberger, used an alias to talk about the case on social media discussion groups. A Facebook user with the name Papa Roger made comments about the murders and had some really correct key details of the crime, which also means it could be somebody who was inside in the investigation that might have been wanting to do this online and not necessarily the murderer, but
could be.
Apparently, there was a November screenshot of one of Papa Roger's posts, which read, "Of the evidence released, the murder weapon has been consistent as a huge fixed blade knife. This leads me to believe they found the sheath." And as we now know, they did find the knife sheath at the murder scene. But this post came before that information.
And that would have been Koberger's greatest fear when he realized he didn't have the sheath.
Yes.
And that it was left behind, probably with DNA on it.
Right. when a Twitter user commented that I just find it hard to believe he would leave a digital trail that incriminating. Another response was he drove his own car, carried his phone, didn't clip in his sheath tight enough. So I do believe he could leave a digital trail. He's a hot mess who bound to be caught.
He did a lot of stupid things. It is strange that for all the time he put in studying criminology, he left so much obvious evidence behind that he should be aware of.
Now, well, murdering four people is pretty nerve-wracking and wild and chaotic. So,
right,
you know.
But should have been
no matter how cool you think you're going to be.
It should have been planned better. You've got to ditch the phone. I mean, a lot of people don't know that you leave pings everywhere you go.
Yeah.
If they wanted to investigate you over the last 30 days, they can go to the phone company and they could find every cell phone tower your phone pinged. It wouldn't give you the exact spot, but it would give you a general area. And if you're in a city where there are more cell towers, it's more densely populated, they could narrow down your location even further.
Also, the online detectives are still at work. Some of them believe, evidenced by a photograph, that a guy in a blue coat who attended the vigil for the college students on November 30th appears to be Koberger. I've taken a look at it. The photo is from a bit of a distance, but it does fit his look and his profile.
Yeah, it does. I saw that.
Remember, they thought he might do that. The murderer might come to the vigil. Yeah, I'm looking at the picture again, and he's standing there in the back of the crowd, which is what the killer would probably do.
Because he did not get out of town right away.
No, he didn't. Eventually, his father came, and they drove all the way back to Pennsylvania.
Right. Remember, he went back to the site.
At 9 a.m., yeah.
Yeah, of where the murders were. He was there 3 hours before anybody called 911 to report the murders. So it wouldn't surprise me if he went to the vigil.
Despite his arrest, students today returned to the University of Idaho, and NBC News says a lot of them are carrying mace and heavy flashlights. Still may be concerned that they're not safe?
Copycats or just the kind of person who's still wearing a mask?
Or there are some people that believe he could not have killed those four students alone. There has to be another person. I don't know.
I don't know. When people get traumatized by fear, they start overreacting in strange ways.
And the Idaho jail where he's now being held will try to accommodate his vegan diet. But they say they will not buy any new kitchen equipment to cook his prison meals. One of his requests was, do not make any of my meals in a pan or a pot that was used to prepare meat. I don't know if they're going to do that.
The guy kills four people and he's making food demands. You know, I'd leave him a cheeseburger every day, three times a day. I would. It's like, what the hell are you? You killed four people. You don't get to choose your diet. Here,
is it good
this.
Enough just to clean the pot out, or you have to actually use a pot that's never been used to cook meat? Is it that sacred a belief
I don't know. This is not my area.
No, I know. We're missing our vegan news reporter.
I don't like to cook my meat in pans that had vegetables in it, though. I'll tell you that.
We'll have to find out when she comes back, when she eats over at people's homes. Does she make a request that
make a lot of outrageous demands?
That her vegan meal not be prepared in any
yes,
pot or pan
she must be
that
a
had
fun
meat
guest.
In it previously. I don't think she does that, but I don't know how you control that, because when you're a guest in someone else's home, how do you know?
Right? No, you don't.
Yeah.
But it's like when they prepare kosher foods, if I remember. Kosher families would have two separate.
Oh, yes. They would. Yeah.
Oh, I have many friends and family members that have two separate dishwashers, two separate cabinets for the dishes.
Wow.
They can't mix the meat or the milk.
Is that right?
Ooh. Yes.
Well, I guess that's it's like vegans.
It's exactly what I thought of when the story popped up last week.
Imagine what a kosher vegan demands.
Oh man.
Yeah. Kosher vegan. That would get really complicated. All right, more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app. Yeah, we're now heard from 1 to 4 o'clock. So if you missed the live show, pick it up on the iHeartRadio app. Download the podcast. The Riverside County Sheriff is coming on the show after 3 o'clock. His name is Chad Bianco. And he'll talk about the circumstances behind the death of one of his deputies, Isaiah Cordero, fatally shot December 29th during a traffic stop. by a man who was convicted of a third strike, but was free on bond. Free on bond. Hard to believe. A man with an incredibly long, violent criminal history. Free on bond. The decision of a San Bernardino Superior Court judge by the name of Kara D. Hudson. And it is hard to fathom that somebody like this could be free to be on the streets. Thankfully, he was killed by the police later, so he's not going through the criminal justice system anymore.
Shouldn't there be some obligation for Kara Hudson to explain herself?
You would think, but judges don't normally do that.
Well, they should. They should be forced to.
Yeah.
I think when you have a decision where a cop gets murdered and there's zero justification for releasing the killer, then it's on you.
I believe, too.
You have
they picked him up again, and she gave him bond again.
Yeah, twice. She failed the officer. She failed the family, the police department, the whole county. Everybody she failed. And it's a real death. And she did it twice. And that doesn't require her to explain things? That's amazing. I mean, she should not be allowed to judge anything until she explains what this was about. And if her explanation doesn't satisfy, then she ought to resign. In fact, she should have resigned already. What is she doing?
That's what the sheriff thinks should happen. She should resign because her actions led directly to the death of a police officer. So
resign as punishment. Resign because you don't want her judging any case of any importance. She doesn't know what she's doing.
There was a news conference today in Virginia. Newport News Police Chief Steve Drew spoke to the media. Because this story is hard to believe. There are school shootings, but it's rare when it's a six-year-old who fired the gun. This happened Friday at a Virginia elementary school. A teacher by the name of Abigail Zwerner, 25 years old, apparently got her kids to safety after the shooting, even though, as she tried to confiscate the gun from the boy, she was shot. She's apparently in much better condition today and is actually asking about her students and how they're doing. The boy who fired the shot was restrained by a school employee. I don't know how hard that would be to wrangle a six-year-old, but maybe he's a big six-year-old.
He's got a gun, so.
Well, yeah, but apparently they already got the gun out of him.
Oh, I see.
Restraining him because they're waiting for law enforcement to get there. He was given a mental health evaluation. He's getting court-ordered mental health treatment. The boy has not been charged with a crime yet. The shooting was unprovoked, and here is probably what you were wondering. Where he got the gun, his mom legally purchased it. He just took it to school, maybe without her knowledge.
Well, where'd she keep the thing?
That's clearly not in a very safe place. And if a six-year-old can take it and put it in his backpack and head to school.
What I read was, it's virtually impossible to convict a six-year-old.
I think you're right. Because that's why there's no charges yet, and they're just going to go with mental health and the juvenile system.
What's the mental health treatment exactly?
Why did you shoot your teacher?
Well,
Find out.
He was mad at the teacher.
I guess so. There's no story yet about what their relationship in the classroom was like.
Somehow, and this is why, you know, people used to think this was old-fashioned scolding, you don't expose your kids to violence. They shouldn't watch violent television. They shouldn't even be exposed to violence in life because it's so easy to program them. And a little child that sees a lot of violence will then act out the violence. So somebody wasn't paying attention to what television he was watching.
Well, the mother has to be charged. The mother's the one that should be charged for not keeping the gun in a safe place.
Absolutely.
If you have a gun in your household and you have children, you've got to be kidding me. You got to make sure that thing is really locked up secure. And I know the response is, well, but what if I have to get to it because of an intruder? See, that's the other side of this. I have to go through all this stuff to open up a lockbox or a safe.
Well,
or
you know what? There's tough choices in life. And the alternative is that your stupid little six-year-old doesn't grab it and kill his teacher.
Well, she's not dead. But
that only by luck.
Struck in the chest and the hand by one shot.
A shot
I guess
in the chest.
She had her hand up trying to get the gun from him.
But I mean, that is the risk you take. The risk you take for not being able to find your gun quickly enough is your kid's teacher could get killed.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Is that hard a choice? You know, that's why you have alarm systems. That's why you have a fence. So you slow down bad guys and it gives you a chance to find your weapon. But it's not an excuse for laying it around. And how did he learn that that's the way you settle a situation where you're upset?
If there is a conflict or he just thought it was a cool thing to do, we don't even know.
That's bad programming. That is a child's brain that was exposed to violence. And somewhere along the line, he saw and absorbed that when you're mad at somebody, the way to fix the situation is to shoot them.
Apparently, they were about to move from a small reading group to a class about art. And he pulled the gun out of the backpack and pointed it at the teacher. She went to try to get it, and that's when she got shot with one round.
Not an art fan.
Not an art fan. No. That's all I can think of. There's, something must have been happening in the classroom at that particular moment where he decided to take action.
Oh, no, not another art class.
I hope it doesn't come to that. Oh, there's a lot that this mother has to explain about her son, his behavior, and letting him get access to the
father?
Gun. It's just, well, it doesn't mention anything beyond the fact that it was a gun that his mother legally purchased because they can trace the gun. So.
I know. I just notice there's no fathers mentioned in these stories. I mean, dad should have been responsible for the gun, too, unless there isn't a dad in the house.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
We're on from 1 till 4 every day, 1 till 4. And then afterwards, you can listen to the whole show on the podcast, iHeartRadio app, click podcasts. It's John and Ken on demand.
It's going to rain, in case you don't know. It already has started in some places, and it's going to get really heavy tonight, tomorrow. So if you're in Montecito, leave. If you're up there in the whole Santa Barbara area, considering maybe finding another place because of the heavy, heavy rain moving through there now. But as John told us about an hour ago, the big plume is headed to what, the LA area around 7 tonight? Is that what you said?
The heaviest rain, very heavy rain in the 7 o'clock hour.
Atmospheric rivers.
Let me
drown
check
us all.
Let me check and see if it's still on course, because this stuff actually changes from,
it
from
can.
Moment to moment.
Yeah, sometimes storms peter out, shift.
Yeah,
many possibilities.
Like the last bad one we had was supposed to be worse, but it sped up. Yeah,
yeah, remember that one came through last Thursday quickly, right?
Yeah, 7 o'clock is still the worst hour tonight here in LA.
We'll be talking to the Riverside County Sheriff. Our special guest at 3:05 is Chad Bianco. He has some things to say about a judge, San Bernardino judge, Kara Hudson, who apparently let a convicted three-striker out on bond, not once but twice. So he was on the streets and he shot to death the sheriff's deputy from Riverside County by the name of Isaiah Cordero back on December 29th. Sheriff Bianco thinks she should step down for that atrocious decision, not once but twice, to let this guy out on bond, you know, pending appeals and sentencing and all that kind of stuff. But he should have been 25 to life. That's it. This one's new today. Usually it's the state of California thinking about this. But now it's the Biden administration. Well, it's one of their agencies. The Consumer Product Safety Commission is considering banning your gas stove. A lot of people like to cook with gas. It's apparently the food comes out better. You ask any chef in restaurants, they prefer to cook with gas.
Oh, I hate electric stoves.
We had one when I was a kid, but I don't think I had one in any of the places I lived. I can't think of it.
No, they're not going to take away. Well, they're not going to take people's gas stoves away, are they?
They're going to shut them down. They're going to tell who's ever supplying your gas supply. That's it. Cut it off. Sure. You don't have to take it away. They'll just cut off your gas.
Are you serious?
You may be able to go out and get an old propane tank and rig something up. Of course, I'm serious.
They're actually going to shut the gas off to my house?
To your gas stove. Well, I don't know how they're actually going to do it, but I just wanted to get
like,
you.
Looks like I'm going to have to defend my property.
Reports by groups including the American Chemical Society says that gas stoves used in about 40% of U.S. homes emit pollutants like nitrogen dioxide, carbon monoxide, they believe it has led to an increase in childhood asthma.
Oh, that is a load of horse hockey. You know, I'm so sick of this. Everything emits a little bit of something, all right?
Yes.
Everything does. There's no dangerous emissions coming from your gas stove. That's just absolute
respiratory
nonsense.
Illnesses, cardiovascular problems, cancer.
Oh,
no. All could be coming from your gas stove.
Extreme exaggeration and outright lies.
12% of childhood asthma cases are attributed to gas stoves.
How do you figure that out? How could you possibly figure that out?
You'd probably have to get the kids with asthma and find out what kind of home they live in and how often they're around the gas stove. I don't know.
Figure out how long they're around a gas stove? There's no
because
that's impossible.
If you have a family that cooks a lot of meals with gas all day long, and the kids you know.
When I hear a study, I always ask the question, how could they figure that out? How would they know that?
You have to read the study.
No, and if they can't explain and explain it clearly and easily, then I know they're full of it and they got some kind of agenda. This is the climate change agenda with fake studies claiming that kids are getting asthma because you have a gas stove. That is absolute horse crap.
You need to talk to Brady Seals.
I don't have to talk to him.
He's a manager, and this is a clue. A manager in the carbon-free buildings program at a nonprofit called RMI.
Okay, a nonprofit?
Yes, nonprofit energy group.
An activist? Activists and nonprofits are filled with liars. They're filled with fanatics. So they come up with a bogus, you know how many bogus studies there are in the world? There's nothing more bogus than telling me that my kid has asthma because he has a gas stove in the house. You can't prove that. There's no way to get that information. That's impossible.
If you have a gas stove, you are polluting the inside of your home.
No, you're not. That is a complete lie. This is part of, fanaticism as news.
I tell you, the war on natural gas is amped up in the last year or two.
Natural gas is the cleanest fossil fuel to burn. See, they successfully demonized oil. Now they're coming after natural gas because they're never satisfied. This is like a cult religion. Most of what they say is complete nonsense. It's not worthy of conversation.
Now, here's the response, and this is worth talking about. The association that represents the gas stove makers, like Whirlpool, said that cooking on any type of stove can cause harmful emissions, and the key is ventilation. Use your hood. Turn on the hood when you're cooking.
There you go.
That should suck out quite a bit of the harmful gases.
The way it sucks out the cooking smells. And the
smoke, right.
Right.
People open windows and turn on fans.
If there's some microscopic irritant that's being produced, it goes up in the hood and is expelled outside. So that is such garbage.
If they don't ban the manufacture or importation of gas stoves, they would impose emission standards, treating them, I guess, like cars.
No. This is part of the woke agenda. They're at war with the way we live on a day-to-day basis.
We cook our food?
Of course. They don't want you to be cooking food. They don't want you to be cooking meat, for example.
But would you cook other things with the gas stove? I mean, you know.
No. They have 100 issues, and when they go through that 100, they've got another 100 behind them. Because there's a lot of money in this. That's a whole organization there. And now they're getting a lot of publicity with their study. They'll get more donations from more religious fanatics.
Look, that is hard to believe.
Study how religions are constructed. Then study how some of these woke activist movements are constructed, these climate movements. It's the same thing as all the major and minor religions. It's the same psychology. And the thing that motivates them is barging into other people's lives and trying to ban them from doing something pleasurable. The Catholic Church, their mainstay is trying to get people to stop having sex. The climate crowd is all about stopping modern life.
We're comparing sex now to gas stoves?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the psychological impulse behind the people who wish to ban pleasure.
And once again, too, it's having a cumulative burden on Black, Latino, and low-income households.
Right, and they throw in the race twist. That's always in there, too.
What they might do, according to this story, is just if you have a gas stove, they're not going to shut it off or take it. But they would not allow the manufacture or importation of new ones.
Says who?
So eventually it would just weed its way out.
Says the activist?
No, this is the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
Well, there's a bunch of activists on that board now, too.
Possibly.
They're controlling government at every level.
All right, coming up next, the Riverside County Sheriff, Chad Bianco, is our guest. He blames a San Bernardino County judge for the fatal shooting death of one of his deputies. The killer was a three-striker who should have been sentenced immediately to 25 to life, but he was out on bond thanks to this judge. We'll talk to the sheriff about it. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
In for Deborah Marcus, Layla Muhammad, live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.